Hey, it's Jen with Women Walking and Talking, and I'm so excited because I'm here again with Alice from episode 25. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. We've had a house full of sickness. Yeah, Michael now has valley fever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, and it disseminated, I guess, into his brain.
Ooh.
And into his spinal cord.
Oh, you're a saint for taking care of him.
Thank you. It hasn't been easy, to be honest with you. It's been really difficult.
Well, it's rough taking care of someone else, especially when they're not their best self either.
Right. And then this is like this kind of virus, or what is it? Is it a virus or is it a disease?
It's like a, I believe it's like a fungal.
It is. It is. Yeah. So he's on like a yeast fungal infection thing. Medication.
Oh, goodness. The one that every woman's taken for a yeast infection.
Yes. But he has to be on it now for life, they said.
Oh, is that so?
Because it disseminated.
Okay.
So if he stops, I guess it could come back.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Okay, yeah. so he's scary.
He's recovering,
but part of this whole thing is, like, you don't know how he'll feel. He doesn't know how he will feel from day to day.
Uh-huh.
So like, yesterday he slept all day. Uh-huh. And then you'd think, oh, shoot, he slept all day. He won't be able to sleep at night. But no, he still slept all night.
Oh.
Too. So it's like, and then other days he's up, like right now when I left the house to come meet you.
Uh-huh.
But he's like just kind of groggy and out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was able to like eat some cereal and watch Netflix or something.
Yeah.
But like, you just don't know. Mm-hmm. It's like a roller coaster.
Yeah. Well, it was like that before he got sick, right?
Yeah. Yes, because he's 26.
Yeah. Yes.
That's true.
Okay, but more so like a roller coaster.
Yeah. Okay. This one has gotten really weird now. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, enough about that. You, please update us. I wanted you to join me so badly so you could help other people out there because of your story of what you went through.
Yeah, so last podcast, I started dating a guy, and he was taking me on all these fancy trips.
Yes.
And then I think just... like we went on, we had the podcast, and then he took me on a trip to Mexico for my birthday.
That's right.
That was our fifth date.
Wow.
So yeah, it didn't last. Usually things like that where it just goes really fast in the beginning, usually it doesn't tend to last very long from my experience. And
wow.
I thought that would be the exception, but it was not.
Okay.
Which is fine. I did learn a lot, but
okay. Yeah. What did you learn?
Oh, God.
Because I was jealous. I mean, I was really kind of jealous because I thought, oh, my gosh, here I am dating a 26-year-old, which was fun.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was like, he'll never afford to travel with me.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Where you get to go to all these fun places.
Uh-huh.
And you guys were just, like, living it up. It was awesome. You know, it felt like looking from the outside in.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was fun, you know, like going on all those trips, getting to know someone and going to those fancy places.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't really matter if the person's emotionally unavailable.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I should have seen the warning signs from the beginning. On the third date, he told me he was scared of commitment. He was scared
he
of being vulnerable. Yeah, which,
oh, he did.
But yeah, okay. Which I think is a pretty valid concern. But I thought it was a good sign that he was being open about it.
Yeah, being
a lot
honest.
Of people are not.
Yeah, that's true.
But probably should have taken that. Maybe not a red flag, but a yellow flag.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
A yellow flag. Like, okay, he's aware of it, but.
Uh-huh. And how old was he again?
He was 34 at the time.
34.
Yeah, so I would hope that someone by that age would have done the work to figure out why they can't be vulnerable to someone.
Oh, okay.
But we all mature at different ages.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, he could have done the work. Like, what would that look like, do you think?
I guess just realizing, you know, what's holding him back from being vulnerable.
Okay.
From not being able to trust someone.
Uh-huh.
And what's stopping him from committing to someone.
Yeah.
Whether it's, like, just not the right person or there's something with him. Although, in this case, I had a feeling it was more to do with him because I had been doing the work on myself.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm perfect.
Oh, no, of course not.
You know, in doing so, I realized, like, you know, maybe I should be a little cautious about this one.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was fun. It was fun.
Okay, so what were the places again that you went to?
Oh, God. So,
what's the good that you got out of this?
You know, he did take me to a really nice resort where people were honeymooning in Mexico.
Wow.
So that was pretty nice.
Uh-huh.
And we were just there for a week, and everyone's like,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, we're like, why are you guys here? And then, you know, people would be like, oh, we're here for a honeymoon. What about you guys? And
you'd
be like,
fifth date.
A date, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
It was fun, but yeah, mm-hmm. stuff that kind of happens really fast like that usually doesn't tend to It can't really be maintained, I feel.
Okay. Yeah. Why do you think he did that? Why do you think someone would spend that much money, that much time? Yeah. Because what's important to men, what I know, is time, their time, and their money.
Yeah, I mean, I did feel a connection with him, and I don't doubt that he did with me.
Correct.
But one thing I did notice was with me, I really love to show someone how I love them.
Yeah.
I'll give them gifts. I'll give them my time. You know, I'll try to help them out if they're going through something. But,
me too.
Yes, I know you do. I love that about you. But people who are unhealthy, they find that love hard to receive, so they might get scared away.
Oh, I got
you. And I feel like that's kind of what
they've never seen that before.
Yeah.
Okay.
I noticed because there was a shift in his behavior as soon as I, you know, bought him things for his birthday. I started texting him frequently.
Okay.
And it's almost like, I don't want to say it was exactly this, but with a lot of guys, they like the chase. So it's like they'll give you all this affection, and then once they feel like they've won you over, they almost get kind of bored, and then they want to move on to the next thing.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's okay because I got a lot of nice things out of it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's like you did. What are the good things you got out of it? That's
awesome. But I mean, this is all speculation.
Yeah,
I didn't really care to.
And no one's analyzed it. Yeah. There's no closure or conversation.
I don't doubt he was a good person.
Right.
But, you know, I think he just had a lot of work to do on himself with self-love.
And better for you that you know that now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah, no, it's funny because I was thinking about this and, you know, in my 20s, I would have been devastated.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, this time I was just like, you know, like, we had the breakup talk, and I said, you know, I think there's someone better for you, and I think there's someone better for me.
Yeah.
I had a great time. Have a nice life.
Yeah. Wow. But, okay, tell me this. Do you block him now?
No.
Or no, you just leave his contact in your phone?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really on social media very much anyway.
Okay.
So, like, I kind of just leave everyone there.
Yeah. So that's what I do, too.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't really wish anyone that I've dated ill will.
Me either.
Or anything.
Me either.
It's just, you know, we're not compatible. Just
right.
Have a nice life.
Yeah, me too.
You can go ruin someone else's life. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, go travel with someone else.
No. Oh, I do wish everyone well, though.
Yeah, me too. And how about, but it's tricky, though. Hmm. That can be kind of tricky sometimes when the other person is, like, resisting the breakup.
Oh, yeah, no. If there's anything I learned in life is that is when someone's trying to break up with you, you don't fight it.
You just let that go, right?
Oh, yeah,
okay,
I let it go.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, I'm not going to fight for something that you don't even want.
Yeah, exactly.
it's about self-respect.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So where'd you go from there? How soon after?
You know, I was pretty upset for maybe like, I give it like
a weekend?
2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like 2 weeks? 2 weeks.
Okay,
yeah, like,
okay.
I give or take about 2 weeks. And then, you know, I have a therapist I see regularly.
Yes.
And I was like, you know, what do I do now? And she's like, go back on the dating apps. And I was like, you sadist? You just saw what happened. And she said, just trust me. And I'm like, okay, fine. So then I go back on the dating apps. And, you know, it was actually a pretty pleasant experience for
Again.
Me. I met a lot of great guys, a lot of great coffee dates. And
you're really good at filtering, I think. I think when I'm ready to go back, you're just going to run my account.
Yes. Kidding. Yeah, no, I met a lot of great dates. And I think that really helped me, you know, that helped me realize that, you know, because a lot of these guys were great, but I just felt like we weren't a good match.
Yeah.
So I was also just getting in the habit of, you know, being more direct with communication.
Oh, and that's after, a good like, place to practice, I think, too.
Yeah, because my therapist was like, why don't you practice? You seem to have an issue with communication, and you're working on it.
Yeah.
So why don't you practice on these guys you don't even care about?
Oh,
and I was like, you're right.
True.
So I go on like maybe one or two dates with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so much easier to just ghost them. And they are going to get the hit and just go to the next person.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know, I would just say like, you're wonderful, but you're not, we're not a good fit.
Okay, good.
And they were all very nice about it.
Okay, good.
And they said, you know, thank you for being honest. I hope you find what you're looking for.
Yeah, good.
So it went really well. Yeah.
Okay, good. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm not going to go back on dating apps anymore because I'm going to start my own dating service. Well, I feel like I didn't want it to turn into me, but it's the Serendipitous Cougar.
Uh-huh.
And we wanted it to launch by like Valentine's Day.
Oh my God, that would have been perfect.
It would have been perfect. We'll see.
Yeah.
We're waiting on the state to approve the name.
Okay.
Yeah.
So nobody has that name?
Not yet.
That's awesome.
Not as far as we saw.
So what's this going to entail?
It'll be like free events.
Okay.
It'll be a membership driven thing eventually, like on the website. They can sign up.
Uh-huh.
I will personally match everyone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I will eventually grow into like a staff.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have one other partner right now, Kieran, the boat captain.
Yeah.
That's on board to help me be the guy.
I love it.
so we're excited about that. But yeah, it would be more than just like hiding behind a screen. It'll be like they got to meet with me in person, have a phone call or Zoom before they can be chosen to be part of the membership, part of the deal.
Okay, won't so be expensive. A consultation.
Yeah. Yes, free. Like, it'll be like $100 a month, maybe. Okay, yeah. Tops. Like nothing bad. Nothing.
I feel like that's pretty reasonable because if you see the prices people pay in LA, they're ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it's like thousands of dollars.
It is. But okay. It's like having a good life partner. It's an investment.
It is. It is.
I would easily pay that much.
Right. And I'll set up the dates. Yeah. That's the other thing. So, like especially for busy professionals like you.
Like the venue and everything?
Yeah, everything.
Because I'll pair them up.
Yes, yes. It'll kind of be like a blind date. But all you'll be given, like if you sign up, you'll be given his picture and a little, like age, basics.
Yeah.
But not like any personal information.
Okay.
And same with him on your end. Mm-hmm. Same with you. Like I'll protect everything. So there, because I want it to be safe and tidy.
Yeah.
And also, I don't want any like, I don't want any married people on there.
Yes, that would be great.
Right. So I'm really gonna be weeding out.
Yeah.
No criminal backgrounds.
That'd be good too.
I want it to be really like tight. And really know who's on my site, who's utilizing the service.
Yeah.
And really just see if serendipity can happen for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? On that date.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds more effective than dating apps for the most part.
It's funny. Where people could just hide behind there and be fake.
Yeah. Or they could just be on there for validation, which I feel like a lot of people are.
You're right. You're right. And not really looking. Yeah. Not really looking for a commitment. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys on there too used to tell me, because when we'd go out on a date, they'd be like, oh yeah, I really just want to hook up. And I was just like, but you said on there long term. And they're like, I checked that because you wouldn't have even given me a minute.
Well, because all the girls filter that out.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, so what they write in there doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. Yeah. So my terms of service just got written.
Okay.
And I think they're pretty good. But yeah, it's totally going to be fair. Like if I can't find a date for them within 6 months, they can have their money back.
Yeah.
But I'm sure I'll be able to find a date for everyone.
I'm sure you will. There's someone for everyone.
Yeah. It'll be young, men, women, men, women, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like non-judging.
Yeah.
Just open for everyone. Mm-hmm. So I'm just hoping it takes off.
Yeah, no, I think
that's my dream.
Manifesting a very successful business venture for you.
Yeah. Thank you. I just want to bring people together because I know how hard the apps are for people like me, at least.
You know,
I know you've had good luck.
I think the consensus is, for the most part, it sucks for everyone.
Okay, good. That's why there's nothing like this.
No, I
and if
a
people
lot
can't
of,
afford it but really want to do it, I'm totally still Jen,
yeah.
you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, come to my events and we'll have raffles, we'll do all kinds of fun stuff together.
Yeah, I mean, I think this something this area definitely lacks is events to get people
singles
together,
and,
especially singles.
Yeah, and I was thinking having them on Saturday afternoons at like 2 or 3, so that way if you do meet and mesh with someone, maybe you guys could go get a bite to eat together.
That's a good idea.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't, then you still have your Saturday night free to do stuff.
Exactly, or you can find someone else who's
exactly.
not doing anything there.
Exactly what I was thinking. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what happens. But so your dating app experiences have been good?
You know, in my 20s, they were not that great, but I also didn't really know how to properly filter people out. I didn't really know how to properly set up boundaries and say, you know, like, I'm not okay with that or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, now in my 30s, I'm a lot more confident, a lot more comfortable with saying no, and a lot more comfortable cutting things off if I don't like the person.
I love that so
Yeah, because before, you know, if someone's nice, you'll still just kind of keep seeing them.
Yeah, that's,
hoping that,
I know, that's me. That is me to a T. Do you think that's because I got married so young at 19? And then I took a break because I had the two boys for a while. Then I married the next guy. I didn't even date in between.
I think maybe some of it has to do with being a people pleaser, possibly.
Okay.
Yeah,
and I'm
just
insecure,
such a sweet person.
Probably.
I don't know why, because you're gorgeous. And you're running a podcast about female empowerment.
I know. But I mean, but these are my struggles.
Yeah.
And I try not to.
I think we all struggle with some degree of insecurity.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, what else is wrong with me? Why do
there's
I
nothing
do
wrong with you.
Okay.
You just haven't found the right person.
I feel like that. Okay.
No, there's nothing wrong with you. No, I think it really just comes down to compatibility.
I am a pleaser by nature.
Yeah, I mean, there were some great guys I met. You know, they looked great career, nice guys, athletic, but I just didn't feel a connection.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, I have to tell them, like, you know, there's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah.
Like, it's just I don't feel a connection.
Yeah,
it's just there, it's not.
Okay, yeah. I know. Oh, gosh. You're right. Compatibility, connection. Yeah,
and it, I don't know why, but it's like, you know, you hear that in your 20s and you just don't think much of it. But right. It's like, you know, it doesn't really get into your head until later. It's like, there wasn't anything wrong with me. It's right. Just I wasn't the right person for them.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm thinking. It's like, I'm 51.
Like, I mean, get everyone's on a different timeline.
Okay.
But I can assure you there's nothing wrong with you.
Okay. Slow learner. No. I take the short bus.
The short, no, you don't.
I'm just kidding.
No.
Oh, gosh. So what's next on the horizon? Just date?
Yeah, just dating. Well, dating and getting to know people.
People, good. Good, and see where that goes.
You know, what I want, exactly. Yeah.
I know, because I wonder about that, too. Like, I do worry about that. Being with Magic Michael, you know, he's so young, he's so sick right now, that I just think, like, what is next? I mean, what is next? Like, do you ever think about that even?
I do. And then I realize it gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
Because
so
I
then
do
you
want
try
to live in the moment. But at the same time,
yeah,
it's like,
it's
as
hard,
girls,
though,
we
right?
want to know where things
yeah,
are
me
going.
Too. I like a plan.
We don't want to waste our time.
Me too. Me too. I need a plan.
Yeah.
And he's already assured me. He's like, I don't want kids. Cause that always thought popped in my head. Like, oh, I couldn't even give
so
them kids.
That means you're compatible on that aspect.
On that. Yeah. Yeah. But other things I'm like, wow, they said that he'll have this disease like forever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, it can be.
And it's up, down.
Part,
okay.
You know? But also, he'll probably have to take care of himself, like make sure that he, you know,
takes his medication, they said, every day.
Takes his medication, eats healthy, exercises, things that we should all be doing even
anyway,
without having
valley right.
fever.
Right. But it's kind of opened my eyes to, like, whoa. Like, you know, now what's next? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I think that's very valid to think about that, especially because it's kind of a up and down kind of relationship. So
yeah,
it's like,
it
what's going
like
to happen
that.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, exactly.
Are we
going
to be together tomorrow?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, most of your stuff is at my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I, you know, I want the best for him, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, I want him to heal and feel better, but I just wish that sometimes I felt maybe more appreciated for what I do.
Yeah.
You know?
I know, you do a lot for him. And yeah, and also I think the big thing is people show appreciation in different ways.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, are people who say thank you, and other people, they might give a gift back. Or,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, we just have different ways of showing
it. Yeah. I guess just hearing it.
Like you dropping off the orange juice when I got COVID 2 weeks ago.
Well, that's because you needed a speedy recovery. That was like straight up vitamin C.
Yeah. Well, I got better really fast.
That's good. So what are your plans this weekend? Hang out?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
or do you have to hospital rounds or something?
I don't have any patients in the hospital right now,
I'm
relaxing.
Okay, well, I see you're in your scrubs. You look so cute.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I appreciate you joining me for this walk.
Yeah, of course.
And the update, and I'm hoping it will help others.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, about the signs and and slow it down a little bit.
Yeah, slow it down.
Yeah, and maybe in life in general, slow it down.
Yeah.
That just made me think of that.
You know, it's
like all this care for Michael, maybe I just need to like take a deep breath and just kind of slow it down.
Yeah, maybe just take it day by day. I mean, life, it's not really about the destination, it's about the journey.
Right.
You know, we do need to slow down.
Right.
I think we're all guilty of that.
Yeah. I appreciate you, Alice.
Yeah, thanks for having
Thank
me.
Thank you. Bye.